Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hello. What's up? What's going on? Hello. What's up? What's going on?
Who can it be? B-O-B-E. Who can it be? B-O-B-E. Who can it be? B-O-B-E. B-O-B-E. B-O-B-E.
What's the
dilly?
That's right. It's my life. What's going on? Yep. What's the
dilly?
Dog show. Doom, doom. The dog show. Doom, doom. What? Dog show. What? Yeah. The dog show. Blog Talk Radio. What's the
dilly?
Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what time it is. Well, glad that you have now tuned in. We live from the capital city, the OHIO came in the mainframe. Because it's the main game. Speaking of game, it's the Dope, the old school gangster. Speaking of game, the light is shining on the OHIO. You know I'm Ohio-fornia. So it's kind of a, you know, tug of war with my emotion. Born and raised on the East. Not even going to say East. It's East considered if you divide the map in half, I guess. East, north to my west. And that could be south or north because the west goes all the way up the coast. So we are talking about the up north DA area. So we at home now tonight. Let me get a score update. Shoot, that's what I need. Get a score update. Hit me on the Twitter, Facebook, something. On the line. Tour update. Well, we in Ohio tonight. Look at the heart of it all on the map. Sellout arena. Let's do what we do. And try to pull this win in. You know, who repping for the OH and the dime at the game today? Let me see who we got. Cleveland representatives. Machine Gun Kelly. What he doing out there? Hef, you at the game, Hef? Def Jam. Let me see. So many little Cleveland homies. Majestic. Yeah, you at the game, Ohio Hip Hop Awards. Somebody repping. Let's see, some nominees. Kane, where you at, homie? You at the game? Let me see. I'm going to have to see. At the game, they probably ain't listening. But I'll reference them, hit them on the Twitter or something, see if they're at the game, all these super Cleveland fans. But we need to pull this one in, y'all. That's what it's about worldwide. I'm not sure. I'm sure everybody watching the championship, y'all might not be rooting for either team, but y'all watching it because your team didn't make it. So, you know, I think I just got an update. Somebody's listening. They got a cheer for me later. They ain't give me no score. So I will pass on their information at the moment. Yeah, we're on the Dove show right now. We're speaking to the Dove, the D-O-B-E, representing that OH and a dime, the Big Ten, y'all. You know the Big Ten ball. So hopefully the NBA Big Ten can pull it out today, get us a win. Almost detrimental to this. Can't go down 3-0. Not against the Warriors. So big news in the state today. I don't know who want to hear it, but we can hear it, share it a little bit. Marijuana has been passed. The bill has been signed by the governor. So it's a catch to it, though, people. Don't think you just about to be like Colorado, California, think Seattle, whoever, D.C., Detroit. It's close, though. They will legalize medical marijuana in Ohio. It cleared the Ohio Senate by just 3 votes, and the House followed by 67-28. Kasich signs the bill into law. So 90 days from now, it will be in effect. Marijuana is illegal. Still. Hear that? No smoking. Not yet. Actually, they're going to use the vapors. It's going to be accessible. Ain't nobody vaping yet, but that's what that's about, people. I got another hit. Let's see. Is it a score? Uh-oh. 69-89. Cavs. Some people mad at Kasich, but I don't even know. They hating because it's legalized, or they didn't take it all the way. We want the flowers. But we'll settle for something. The whole U.S. should be legal. You know, how do they make one state legal, one ain't? You smoking, you go to jail. People can still go to jail for something that's legal in one place and not in the other. That's like saying, I ain't even going to say. I'm going to just say what that is. That's legal in one place and not in the other, and people still going to jail over what somebody's opinion is that made law, and the law could be changed. So just go ahead and stamp the whole U.S., but it's a business move. So if the paperwork ain't right, then they don't pass the law, people. You know? Hip-hop underground news in the city, you know that's what we stay on out here. They're slapping in Ohio. Go log on, Big Chief. Slapping in Ohio. Yep. Radio requested. Hit the video. Big Ways Down Records. Gotta shout him out. We moving units. Go stream it. Support. Download. Go buy it. iTunes. You know, put it in your phone. I know how to go. You need a download card. Well, on that note, in our underground in the city, woo, it's crucial in the underground in the city. Some of y'all might know about your rappers in the city, but this right here is probably going to make national. Well, it's making national news right now with me speaking on it because I'm worldwide, baby. But one of our underground rappers Eric Chavez, I don't know if y'all know who that is, but he's known as the Thought King. Y'all know who that is? Or A Streets, AI Streets. AY, not so, it's A Streets, the Thought King. And he's only like 24 years old, trying to be an inspiring rapper, you know, put it down. Couple battles, did some shows in the underground, you know. And this boy was posting videos because he thought he was turning into the baby Hugh Hefner. Super explicit, right? But put out some videos with 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, freaking them on camera, making them do videos, perform sex acts that they were underage. He thought he was in the underground bumping. I mean, it's ignorance out here, people, and everybody's going to get locked up or lose your life. He's posting the videos not only on Facebook, but he is trying to sell the videos for $19.99. He uploaded 29 videos featuring him having sex. The 16-year-old girl begged him to take it off the net, but he didn't take it down. They say he guaranteed to get 15. They try to give him he pleaded out because they was going to put, he could be facing up to 30 years on each charge. So be careful out here, people. Quit trying to expose these young girls. See, when we came up, wasn't nothing but, you know, little probably paper joints or something. He might be one or two among 10 people, or a little beer here, or Thunderbird. You know, wasn't nothing like these 15, 16-year-olds trying to drink whole bottles of Ciroc, vodka. Pills is popular, you know. Rappers and what's fine, you on that type of life, you know you got those kind of drugs. Those people ain't even in their right mind. Bill Cosby effect, you know, giving these drugs, but they underage and sad. They gonna get him though, but that's considered, you know, you don't do that. King,
woo!
I tell you what, you gonna be the, you gonna be the butt king. What you exposed is crucial. A streets. Hey, it can only happen to you if you do it like that. And then there was the white boy who raped the lady, left her, killed her. Boy, he didn't kill her. Behind a dumpster. He only got 6 months probation. Yeah, you heard it right. It's crazy out here, y'all. All I want to tell you is this. If you want to be involved in the underground music world, however you want to do it, you better know what could happen to you. And don't judge yourself off of something that happened to somebody else of another color. He did this. He only got 6 months. That ain't fair. All the system fucked up. The white man, blasey, blasey. It is fact. Shit ain't changing. So you going to get what you going to get being a person of color or black youth or whatever you want to say. Hispanic, gangbangers. It's a standard of how they treat you, treat us, treat them. Formula. It's not changing. They keep saying, oh, Black Lives Matter, oh. Do you know they got transgenders? There's no bathroom anymore. Anybody can go in any bathroom. So, people, it's over. Focus on what will happen to you if you do something. You watch First 48. You see what happens. It's no other solution. Stay out the system because they will stroke you or do whatever you say. You ain't got money. Most people don't. Spread the word. Tell people to stop trying to get sympathy and get treated like fairly or any of that. You're going to have to understand these are your consequences you will receive. Now, if you get something lighter, All right, good. Yeah, a little money, something helps you guys with it. Whatever might happen, but in general, you're going to get the super sentence. So change the game out here, young people. Tell your people, if you're listening out there, the youngsters, your family, your youth, change the game. It's nothing but death and incarceration. Yeah, sad out here. Aspiring rappers, you know. And being around them, you know. Weekends, kicking it with them, chopping it up. Everybody watching the videos, talking about them, you know. And here to come to find out, they underage children. Amazing people. You never know. Never know. But the people who do know are the people that's close to them. So you find out who close to them, and the people who close to them is pretty similar. Birds of a feather flock together, you know. Especially when they doing it and kicking it like that, come through the parties and hit the apties or whatever they trying to do. Yeah, they went far. Filming, selling DVDs, I mean, you really took it far. So human trafficking, it went deep. All right. On another note, that just happens to be the underground that people know. Shout out to Sir Sire, a book getting ready. Her music plan is coming, so I have to shout her out because not many people fulfill some of the things they're working on. In their book, we're going to be ready to read it and promote it. And, funny. Life can come at you in many ways, y'all. And you gotta be prepared. And hope you don't get in the system, because the system will get you. So while I'm getting updates, people, how do you maintain your attitude? Kanye, what's the deal? B-Day shout, homie. That's right. What's your favorite Kanye song? Shaka Khan. Yeah. That's mine. Don't even get it twisted. Kanye, shout out, B-Day, you know. Yesterday was Prince's birthday. Shout out to Prince. R.I.P. to Prince. You know, isn't that something? He passed all before his birthday came. Real sad. Absolutely. And he's shouting the opiates, whatever he was taking. When you get on that level and you don't stay monitored and life comes at you fast when you let it get away from you. So R.I.P. to my man Prince. What's my favorite Prince song? Dance music, sex, romance. Yeah, that beat was just rocking. Not many of y'all like going back that old with Prince. I ain't old school with him, you know. Shout out to him and Kanye. Jay-Z and Pusha T. Singles on fire right now. That's kind of my kind of music. If y'all hip to that, y'all, who y'all like, Jay-Z or Pusha? It's Pusha's style. Jay-Z came in there and wrecked it, but Pusha just in his lane. So really like his vocals and how he's flowing. Yeah, I love this rap music. It'll never die. It's funny how music came into the scene and people wanted to take it out the scene, put a limit on it, put a structure to it, and run it the way they wanted to run a corporation. But you can't run, but then again, you can run a person. As we know, people can be puppeteers, but not everyone can be ran. And not everyone will accept someone trying to put a limit on something that someone else does. So continue to strive to be where you want to be, because you never know when you'll end up being where you want to be. When do you tell yourself your life is over, you didn't make it? How do you adjust yourself to keep yourself happy more than one choice in life? Muhammad Ali, RIP, the greatest. Yeah. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Amazing what he did, person, to really stand up and really go to jail for what he believed. And it's not really pointed out too much about that part of his lifetime, legacy, achievements, you know, really not wanting to go to the service and kill other people who he didn't know and done nothing to him. Very, very interesting. Respect it. My man, Muhammad Ali. Yeah, update, game update. Yay! We ain't getting swept. All right. 5 minutes to go. No, that can't be right. Oh, yeah, it is. 5 minutes to go. 80-103 Cavs. They're high. Everybody feeling out there. Yep. Series, man. Come on now. Who's balling? Who's balling? I want to know who's balling, though. That's what I want to know. Let me see. Michael Blackson was here, and he turned it up at the Soul Kitchen. Comedy and breakfast. Very interesting. Comedy and breakfast, you know. I like the change up. It ain't all about the nightlife all the time. It's just a little social event that, you know, you have the people close to you. And, you know, always in that nice setting where people still could be touched and things. It's cool. It's normally in out-of-hand settings nowadays. It's death or violence. So can't really even be in that type of setting. You know, people having wine and painting. Paint that wine, you know, that's what it's called, or whatever type of drink you might drink, and paint a picture, you know, stuff like that. So change up in life, the grown man life, the grown woman life, adult, respectable living. It's hard to do out here when a lot of negativity is vibing in the way of positive. You got to stay strong. Surround yourself by good people. Shout out to C-Dub. Shout out to Queen C. I see you vacationing, trying to get in the studio. It's going to happen. You know, I got that track for you. I like how coming back full circle for the people who listen. It never left for the people who's been listening, but for the people who listen, it's coming back around. What dominates never dominates forever. And everything has its place, can be shared musically. Samples, vocals. People do covers all the time. So, you know, and it's like it's always nice to hear that music that you love to hear. Not the music that bothers you and you're tired of hearing. Got to do better out here. Yep, we got to do better. Well, we holding it down in the big OHIO. A convincing win, my Cavaliers. You know, Ohio. Four. We're gonna win this, y'all. All right. Let's go, Ohio. Is it going to game seven? We're gonna win the next one. We gotta go back. Oakland. Come back, Ohio. 3-3, back to Oakland. It's hard to win in Oakland. They only lost 2 or 3 times, 5 times at the most. Championship season, they didn't lose at all. So I'm going to talk to y'all next week, see where we at. All right? On that note, pray for yourself, pray for somebody else. All right? We on the Dog Show. Holler at me, Twitter. Still ain't got no Instagram or Snapchat, whatever. So, till the next time, stay focused, hold your head up high, chest out, walk confident, spread a little love out. The Dog Show.
Yee!
East Coast, West Coast, down south and up north. KM, you're going to get it. Dog Show, worldwide.